Blog Talk Radio.
And there was a place of feeding right here, right now. Straight up. My word. Dollhouse Radio. Shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of ounce of blow and some white wine. If you would turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Vicky ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And yep, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky. Cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's the motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed, they turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed, they turned up to the max.
Damn. Hey, hey, hey. No intros
Hi,
today.
Hi, everybody. Hello.
No announcements today.
Welcome. No announcements today. We're not going to do that. This is a special show, so we're not going to do announcements. You know, we usually don't come in on, Mondays to do shows. We're only here on Fridays, 11 p.m. But, Ralph, there's been so much slander that we had to come on because we need to address some stuff. What do you think?
I think people out there have lost their fucking minds. That's what I think.
Oh, my gosh.
That's just what I think.
I just can't. I don't believe this. This is crazy. What's funny to me, and if you guys are just tuning in, on Friday we had a show. We had a guest on our show, and she came and spilled so much tea on our floor that we kind of got a few people mad and upset, okay? And I'm confused because now they're upset at me or whatever, I don't know. And this Kelly person, now this Kelly Roberts girl, she's been making trouble for a long time, okay? She's the first person to always, like, if she doesn't like you, you're not on Team Kelly or you're not on a payroll, she goes after, like, a lot of people within the industry. And I've been watching this pattern for a long time. And that shit is old. It's 2018. A lot of shit is changing. And people ain't going for that bullshit. Okay? And I sit back and I watch how they do things. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, it seemed like when you do something that they don't want, you know, Kelly is sent in to attack people's character and tear you down and excuse you, the shit works. It's not going to work, Kelly. Let me tell you something about me. I wrote a book. I'm an open book here. I'm an open book. I tell my business all the time. So it don't matter what you say, what you do, I'm not you. It's not gonna work. Your little lame ass tactics are not gonna work. And then she keeps attacking my character. She's attacking my intelligence. And I think it's a little for me. I think that I'm a little offended for that because I feel like it's some type of racism going on. Because why would you keep, because I'm a black African-American woman, why do you keep attacking my intelligence? every time she's online, she's playing down, like, things I'm saying, blah, blah, blah. One, let me let you know something. I'm on Twitter, okay? On Twitter, we're not having no intelligent conversation. You're on Twitter acting a fool. So I'm talking to you like a fool. You get what I'm saying? So why should I sit here and have an intelligent conversation with somebody who's acting stupid?
Exactly.
So for her to keep attacking my character, you're attacking my intelligence. You're trying to downplay my intelligence. It's insulting, number one, because I feel like, are you just saying that because I'm black? Is it because I'm a black woman? I'm confused. Since we're making allegations, I'm just putting that out there. You know, since we making shit up. So I'm just going to put that out there. You know, because I don't know. That's weird. But because last time I checked, I'm very intelligent. If I wasn't, it's something. I just feel like, you know, number one, the girls, the women in this industry, we're already attacked enough. We're already played down enough. So for somebody that's a woman to attack somebody else in the industry that's in the same thing, because she said that she's been in this industry for 20 years. Of course, she's older than me. We get that. But, honey, I've been around a long time, too. Do your research. I didn't just come yesterday. I've been here, too. So I demand my respect, too, Kelly, just like you. Because you're not
going to
disrespect me.
Here's the thing that gets me with this whole Kelly Roberts situation. And I think it's the biggest part that I have is that Kelly on her Twitter does not have one image of herself. She doesn't have an image of herself
None.
As a default.
No.
So she basically
nope.
runs
nope.
around, talks shit about everybody
trolling.
That doesn't conform
trolling.
To what she thinks, trolling
yes.
people.
Yes.
And
trolling.
Doesn't take, and in my view, is not able to take any of the criticism. Because since nobody knows who she look at, I said it on Friday, I'll say it again. Literally, we could go to an Exotic or AVN, and she could walk right by us, and be plotting against us, reporting, and we never know that was actually her. Never.
Mm, okay.
For someone that's been in the business mm-hmm. 22 years, it's not like you're the person carrying the football for the president. You know, you don't have the nuclear codes in your pocket, in your bra.
Gosh,
you don't.
Yes,
so what's with all the secrecy?
Something. I'm like, and? Right. Like, who gives a fuck who you are? Like, you act as if, girl, you're not calling those shots? Like, I'm confused. Like, put your picture up. Show people. If I'm going to talk shit about people, I'm going to talk shit, number one, in your face. Okay? Fuck all the Twitter stuff. That's that internet stuff. Okay? That's all that internet fake shit. But if
exactly.
you're going to be bold enough and you got balls to talk on the internet and be tough guys, then you should be big enough and tough enough to put up your picture. Because, see, my picture is up. You know who you're talking to. I don't know who I'm talking to. Okay? I don't know who I'm talking to. I mean,
exactly.
I do know who I'm talking to, but I'm just saying most of the world don't know who they're talking to.
Exactly. Are we
because
talking to Kelly or are we talking to Mike? Or are we talking to?
No, we're not. No, it's her. It's her. Here's her ass. And let's talk about the whole situation where she's trying to. She just released something. Can you read some of that bullshit she just released? Because we need to clear some stuff up. Because everybody knows who tunes into this show knows, and you guys know me. You know we don't play about a lot of stuff. We have a lot of serious conversations here. We do a lot of good for this industry. And for you to play down and lie and make up stuff, that shows a lot about where you're really coming from and your character. So let's start with number one, what I saw. She tried to play down the girl, because I was like, what girl is she talking about? Then I thought about it. I said, wait, is she talking about Bella Rose? If you notice in the comment that she made on the site, you guys, she didn't say nothing. She forgot. She left out Bella Rose, the biggest why would you mention Bella Rose? Why
mm-hmm.
would she not mention Bella Rose? If that was a big thing and that stood out to you, she said, forget about such and such. What stood out to me is when she made fun, she's talking about me, when India made fun of somebody being assaulted. Well, that somebody she was talking about was Bella Rose. Why would you leave Bella Rose out? That's somebody you represent. You do PR from. You do PR for. Let's be honest. So
mm-hmm.
if that's somebody you personally know and you always represent on your page, Kelly, why would you leave her out of the subject? Why would you leave her out of the story? Like, come on, let's keep it 100. You'll be like, you know what? She don't like Bella Rose. She, I don't think that's right that you did that to Bella Rose. Let's be honest. We know you got her back. But you didn't mention her for a reason. She didn't mention her, you guys, because Bella Rose is the one that was called out for being a racist. She's the one who said that dark people, black people, are not attractive. She's the one who made that blog and then came on the show and then took that shit down and backpedaled and tried to apologize after saying black people are not attractive and she don't want to work with black people and blah, blah, blah. Even her people
mm-hmm.
hit us up and told us to take her picture off the site with her and Mr. Marcus. Hello?
Mm-hmm. That's very true.
I want you guys to catch up with me, you guys. Catch up with me. So why would Kelly not mention Bella Rose? Because you guys wouldn't, y'all would feel sorry for some poor little girl, right? Y'all wouldn't feel sorry for Bella Rose because Bella Rose did a lot of shit. Bella Rose, it's like seeing somebody from the KKK is doing some stuff to, you get what I'm saying? Like, taunting black people and doing stuff to black people, and we're not over here laughing at your ass when you got your ass kicked. Like, really? Don't make it seem like I laughed at some girl being assaulted. That girl is Bella Rose, and she was not assaulted. How many cum shots did she get in her face, Ralph?
All right, well, I started doing some.
The guy you're talking about, Kelly, that's not the first time somebody shot in their face. Don't make it seem like he shot on. Don't do that. Because how many other people shot in their face?
Right,
let's name the names. Let's do the.
I started looking this up tonight, right? Just so our listeners understand what's going on, right? Last year, Bella shot a scene with a gentleman by the name of Lucas Frost. That's what it was. And evidently, when it came time for him to do his what's called the entry, this pop shot, he popped directly into her eye intentionally because she said racist things. So then he turned around, he put on Twitter, he said that if you, I'm going to pop in your eye if you intentionally do race, if you are a racist. That's basically what he said. Right. He later went back and apologized for it. He said he was unprofessional, and he apologized for that, which is his very right to do. But Bella went around saying that she was sexually assaulted on camera, which she wasn't. So I went and did a little research today. I've been doing research since I got back home. All right. Now, Bella Rose has been in the business for a little over a year. Right. I just want to be sure. I want to give people facts. Okay. Right. Bella, as of this point in time, she has done 48 scenes, hardcore boy, girls, and lesbians and some souls. As I've just done a quick scan, she has done at least 5 scenes where her male talent has done his pop shot in her face. That
fact.
So far, I have Marcus Dupree, I have
mm-hmm.
Chad White, Mike Hunt,
mm-hmm.
and twice.
Who else?
With a guy named Danny Mountain.
Yeah. Oh, really? Facts, you guys. You could go look this up. The scenes are out there. They're public. These are facts. So what happened? It was assault. So let's talk about the guy that was Adria's, Miss Ray's boyfriend that shot in her face. Now let's tell the story about that. What happened about that? Because, see, we're not going to lie. We don't twist stories for a show and try to get you guys on. I don't care if nobody's on my side. I'm going to tell the facts. I'm going to tell the truth. That's all that matters, okay, at the end of the day. Ain't nobody twisting nothing. Let's tell the story of what happened, Ralph, where the young lady was she told a story about her boyfriend shooting into Bella's eye. Let's talk about that.
Right. So basically what happened is that he was doing this thing with Bella Rose. This was after I'm going to say this once again. After she came out and she made this video where she said that dark-skinned men, she does not find dark-skinned men attracted to her. She also said that women in the business that do either interracial or anal scenes were only doing it because they were washed up. I'm sorry, they were washed up. They had to make rent real quick, and they were just trying to stay relevant. Those were the statements that she said. And then she went, she came on our show, and she backpedaled on it. And then after that, she never really kind of sort of cleared it up with the industry girls, because it was the industry girls that took it really hard of what she said. So Bella was shooting the scene with the gentleman by the name of Lucas Frost. Right, and at the end of the scene, it was a boy-girl scene, and at the end of the scene, Lucas Frost, as I said, he did a pop shot in her face, and he did it directly into her eye, right? So he said, and this was May 31st, 2017, he says, "I'll admit I was petty today, but if I know you're racist, I will intentionally nut in your eye. Hashtag sorry, not sorry. Hashtag no eye drops for you." That is what he said. Then Bella went online and she claimed that she was sexually assaulted by her co-star who popped in her eye. And then what then happened is that the LA Direct Models, who represent Bella Rose and also Kelly Rose Roberts is on their payroll, said that Lucas Frost was banned from working with our models because he purposely came in a girl's eye because he didn't like her and then bragged about it on Twitter. Simple as that. That was May 10th of this year. They released that statement. So this is a year later that they said this, that now he is banned from working with anybody from LA Direct Models, despite the fact that his girlfriend, Adra, who came on our show Friday, Adra Ray, is an LA model, well, was an LA model girl. They even banned him from working with her on screen, even though she's intimate with him off screen.
So let me get this straight. They banned him from working for the company when basically the Audrea girl was pregnant and had an ectopic pregnancy that she was bleeding internally, and they basically didn't care and treated her like shit. That's what she said, right? So yeah, you're telling me that coming in your eye is more important and oh my gosh, than somebody losing their child and somebody having bleeding internally, and you're worried about a kill fee? What the fuck? Hello? Are you guys keeping up with me? Are y'all keeping up with me? Y'all hear this bullshit? Kelly, let me let you know something, honey. You're going to have to try a little harder, boo. Because this, you thought, what you thought was not intelligent and stupid, we stupid over here. Honey, no, it's research. It's listening. It's having people, when people fuck with you, this is what you do. You get information. People don't fuck with you. So all you're getting is bits and pieces of crumbs, okay? You don't even get the facts. We had somebody who came on the show and that was at that agency that had facts and told everything. So now you're upset. Why are you upset at me? You act like I came on and told all the business. I'm confused. Oh, because she
I'm
was
very
on
confused.
My show. Oh,
I'm very confused.
She was on my show.
She was on the
just
show.
Like I told her to do it. Wow. So
exactly.
I thought we supposed to help the girls in the industry. I thought that we're supposed to give them a platform to talk and express their choices and their mind, right? I thought that. And last time I thought that it was me being a good board member by allowing these girls to have this platform. Last time I checked, Kelly, you said you said all that stuff that, oh, we're this and we're that, the union is this and that. Really? But I thought we was doing good by helping somebody that said a lot of negative things about you and your boss.
Exactly.
I'm confused.
My question is, Kelly,
does it only apply when it's not about you? Does it only apply when it's not about you? When somebody's talking about somebody else, then you can put them on blast. But when they start putting your ass on blast, it's an issue.
Mm-hmm. My question is,
okay,
Kelly, what have you done? Because it seems like
she got one more time to call me hood, and you got one more time to call me hood, and one more time to say ghetto and any of that, because I saw what you posted. You called me ghetto. You can call me ghetto all you want. I'm from Compton, California. Yes, you're right. But this Compton, California girl has got out of where I'm from and made a life for herself. And I am very proud of myself being an African-American woman. So you can call me whatever you want, but you will never call me broke. Okay, go ahead.
All right, now, so today, this is where the story gets interesting. So today, Miss Roberts sends a message to the head of the union, Alana Evans, claiming that India threatened her with physical violence, violated her privacy, which included releasing her real name and offering to sell her photo and home address to the highest bidder.
Wow.
She also demands.
Did I say that in the air?
No. She also demands that India is removed from the guild within the next 24 hours.
24 hours.
She will do what she never had to do before and come out for the first time against the union and speak on the union as a group of bullies.
Ooh, we're so scared.
This is today. 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 So Alana goes back
today.
And she says,
right.
So you're threatening me with harassment as if I don't do what you ask, which is extortion. So you're trying to intimidate the head of the union to get rid of a member of the board. You made up a lie saying that she threatened you. You made up a lie saying she threatened to sell your picture and your home address to the highest bidder.
I've never said that.
Right. And then you threaten them to come out.
Who the
exactly who wants
we
it?
Sell this picture to? Who the hell are we going to sell that picture to? Who's gonna want that old ass picture?
Exactly. Because Kelly Roberts. Kelly Roberts, I'm saying this, my name is Ralph Charity. If you don't know me, then you better start. But I'll tell you this, the person that actually put your picture up on Twitter is not India. It is Brad Armstrong. So let's see you have some balls and go after Brad Armstrong, because I know you're not.
Oh, gosh. This bitch is crazy.
Don't nobody. Yes. Furthermore.
If I wanted to put the picture up, we would have put it on the site long time ago, right? What did I say to you, Ralph? We will never do that. I said it. We will never do that. Have you seen me ever post it on my? We will never do that. I never even talked about an address. I would never post somebody's address. Are you serious?
No.
If it was any time I say something, trust me, it's not a threat. I'm going to do it. If I was going to post a picture, trust me, it would have been on the site yesterday. But I did not. I didn't do any of that. Because it's a line. Even though we're going back and forth and we're arguing, it's still a line. And until she crosses that line, it's like, okay, you didn't do something crazy to me. You get what I'm saying? Like, if she did something super crazy, okay. But I feel like it's been a lot of going back and forth. So it's no need for me to do stupid stuff. Like, I'm not going to do that.
Exactly.
You ain't gave me no reason to do that. Like, no matter what she said, it's no reason for that. So to make it seem like I'm that type of person, right, I would have been did it. Why would I hold on to something that if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it? Because you already then stepped on my toes. So I'm like, you get what I'm saying? But still, it's not enough for me to be like, fuck that. I'm just going to do this. Like, come on.
Exactly.
Like, really? Don't make me seem you can't test my character. Because one thing in the industry, I am respected. And a lot of people already know who I am. So for you to even go and try to twist and make it seem like it's something else, honey, you don't got shit. I don't do drugs. I don't drink. I don't do none of that. The only thing you can say is she run her mouth. She talk loud as hell. Dude, she always say what the fuck she want. That's all you can say. Oh,
she brush her hair. She brush her hair.
Right. You can't say nothing. What you gonna say? What you gonna say?
But here's my question. Here's my question. Because let's be totally clear here. Kelly Roberts in the last year, and I'm just going to use the last year that we've been doing this show, right? Because actually our year is coming up in May. I mean, towards the end of, I'm sorry, beginning of June. How many women have Kelly Roberts come out and has bullied, harassed, verbally assaulted on Twitter? Anybody that speaks out anything against Ellie Direct, she's attacking them. Anybody speaks out against someone that she knows, she's attacking them.
She attacks them. Exactly.
Attacks
she does.
Them. Now, now
isn't
this,
that
this
weird
girl,
that, oh, but you can attack people, but I can't attack nobody.
Right.
You, oh, but
now,
oh, don't let me attack nobody. You know.
Right. Now,
really,
now Adria Ray came on the show Friday. Now, realistically speaking, she spoke about her incident that happened between her and L.A.
Right.
Direct. Not Kelly Roberts, L.A. Direct. But who went and started attacking her? It wasn't the head of L.A. Direct. It was nobody on L.A. Direct except Kelly Roberts. Except Kelly Roberts.
And who? Honestly speaking, Ralph, not to cut you off, because they did not comment. And did you reach out to them? Because we do like to be fair and reach out to each side because we like to get a comment from each side. We don't ever send anybody that follows the show. Y'all always know that no matter when somebody come on here, we always give the other side a chance to speak. That's why when Bella Rose, even though we didn't like her, what she did, we still gave her the platform to speak on the show. When she came on, we didn't disrespect her. We didn't call her out her name. We let her have the floor because you always have two sides of a story, and you got to give people a chance to explain themselves because that's how it works. It's fair, okay?
Exactly.
So reaching out to direct models is something, if we haven't done, we definitely want to give them the opportunity to say their piece if they choose to. But if they don't, that's fine. But notice how they never commented, right? But Kelly commented. So you're the one, you're the reason for all this. Because it would have just went away Friday. But you kept it going. And you're making it bad. You made it bad.
Mm-hmm. I want to make this clear, too. We're saying the name Bella Rose, but the truth of the matter is that this scenario, although it involves a little bit of Bella, this is not about Bella Rose. It's not about her. This is strictly about Kelly Roberts and her tactics. Bella just happens to be the client that is quote unquote the catalyst for these tactics. But this is not an issue with us against Bella Rose. This is strictly an issue with us against Kelly Roberts and her tactics. And I'm speaking this as a guy. Kelly Roberts, if someone in the industry, whether they're on quote unquote your company's payroll or not, if they're having a problem in the industry, as a woman, how do you feel about going and verbally attacking them, degrading them, making them feel like, oh, basically you're making them feel like, oh, well, they deserved it or they asked for it.
Right.
That's what you're doing.
Yeah.
So realistically speaking, with all this shit that people have been going on about Ron Jeremy and R. Kelly and Harvey Weinstein, honey, you need to be in that category too, and that makes you even worse because you are a female. And if you're going to sit there and say, well, I've been in the business for 22 years as a webmaster, director, blah, 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 then you should understand what the women go through.
Right. That's right.
And I'm saying
right.
this as
we
a dude. Hello? Oh, it looks like India's microphone got muted. But as I was just saying, I'm saying this as a dude. Kelly Roberts, you should be ashamed of yourself. Ashamed of the tactics that you use to protect, or under the guise that you are protecting your clients. Because really speaking, you're not protecting any of the girls that work for LA Direct. You're trying to make LA Direct look nice and clean and smooth, like they've done nothing wrong, and all these women are the ones that are at fault. You should be ashamed of yourself. And I'm going to bring India right back in because I guess she got dropped by accident.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
You.
And oh, I'm back.
You.
I'm sorry. And then she protects people who are wrong for the words that they say, knowing that Bella Rose is wrong. I've never seen her correct what she said. She protected her the whole time. She you protected her the whole time. And for me, when you protect another racist, that makes me question you. Because if you're in 2018, if you're protecting somebody who went on video, it's not like we did something to her. We made her mad as black people. She went on video just randomly. You know what? Girl to do, most of the time you're doing it, that's when you don't have a career or you get what I'm saying, you need some money, whatever she said, okay? Race, is that not racist?
That's yes, it is.
Discriminating to me. Then you go and say, you know what, but I'm not really attracted to dark-skinned people, like black people. But, I mean, Drake is cute, but I still wouldn't probably talk to him. Then you talk about this southern shit, okay? I'm from California, and we know about when you talk about southern shit. Because when you talk about this southern shit, it makes me think of something else. I'm just a southern girl. I mean, that's what I know and blah, 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 blah. No. What are you saying? Because I know that what you're saying. So all that racist little shit you're talking and you're trying to backpedal and act like as if that's not what you meant. I'm not stupid. Y'all might play, go ahead and play along and act like it's cute what she's doing, but it is offensive. You're discriminating on black people within the industry, and that's not right. And Kelly, you stood by her, that's wrong. So if you're going to write anything, you need to write and put in that you're a racist too.
Exactly.
Go write that about that and go run and tell that.
That seems to me that should have been the bigger story than everything else that you report. That
right.
you should have been saying that.
Right.
Hey, Ray, say, wait a minute. I think we have a girl that we are representing that possibly is racist. I think we need to do something about that.
Right.
But no, but you know
right.
why? Because see, you know why she didn't say that? Because see, if she does that, then that means one of the rock girls in the roster got to get cut, which means that's less money in her pocket.
Yeah.
That's what that means.
Yeah. If it's a money thing, it's not. Not. You know what? I think you need to come out and like. And Bella did. Bella came on the show. She did. She came on the show and she said that she was gonna take it off. She apologized. She said, you know, and then a week later went back and did another damn video and backpedaled and did something totally different. You get what I'm saying? So it's like this
That's
is
true.
What you're dealing with. I was good with her when she came on and did that. But
exactly.
when she went
and
back
I,
and
I get,
said some other shit. Come on, I'm not messing with you now. I'm not messing with you. Girl,
but
it's obvious that you don't like us.
But I will give Bella credit, more credit than Kelly. At least she had the balls to come on the show.
To call in. Okay, I will say
to call
that.
In.
At least she had the balls to call in. Bella
mm-hmm.
called in, I tell you that. She called in. She was like, wait a minute, I need to clear my name up. She did. She called in.
Mm-hmm.
But Kelly, you hide behind the computer, honey. You over there internet banging. Ain't nobody respecting you for that. Ain't nobody respecting you for that. I don't respect you. Oh, I don't care about the years you've been in the industry. Your years don't have no years, no seniority on my years. I don't care. What I'm going to respect is you being a woman and speaking up for yourself. Speak up for yourself. Call into the show. Or you can stop talking about me on your page and don't at me. If you're going to talk about me, put me in it. I don't do that.
Mm-hmm. Now this is the thing.
Put Heaven on the phone. Let's put Heaven on the phone.
Wait, before I put Heaven, let me just say this. Now, on the website Mike South made this whole long thing
mm-hmm.
about this post. And then Kelly, she says, my name is Kelly Roberts. So she's the one that wrote it. So somebody said that India is an angry, disgusting, illiterate sack of shit. But then someone else says, I get the gist of your argument and agree what he did was inappropriate, but really, Kelly, isn't this just a roundabout continuation of your strike against Asia Ray? Kelly responds, a strike against someone who was not mentioned in this story nor even associated with. Fascinating leap of logic. So the guy responds, she's not mentioned, but her SO is, right? Considering recent events, your timing of this story is coincidental. Quite interesting. Well, he really said quite interesting, but I think he meant quite interesting. So, Kelly, even though you didn't mention the girl's name, Adria Ray's name, in this blog post on Mike South, which you wrote, people that are in the know that it was about Adrian Ray, because that's what triggered you making this blog post. And duh, the dude you're talking about is Adrian Ray's boyfriend. So in this situation, 1 + 1 = 2. You can sit back and try to hide on this thing that you're some sort of English major when you want to come to the representation of words. But listen, people can see through bullshit. We see through bullshit.
I can see, right, exactly. I've never heard anyone call me stupid, dumb. I've never been called those words. I'm very intelligent. And for you to downplay my intelligence is very offensive as a black woman, once again. And I keep mentioning that because it seems like I never see you say that to nobody else. But here is the black girl talk. Then all of a sudden you want to play down because I'm turning up on you. No, I'm just on Twitter talking stupid to you because you're talking stupid. So why not? Why talk intelligent to somebody that's acting stupid? That don't make sense. But trust me, go ahead and try my intelligence because, honey, trust me, you will never win. You will never win over here because I'm always a step ahead of you, always, because you outdated, bitch. I'm your beta, your videotape, bitch. I'm not even a CD. I'm MP3. I'm past that. I'm digital. Bitch, you dated. Like, gone somewhere. Anyways, we got somebody else on the phone.
We got Heaven Hollywood on the line.
He's also half of Hot Sugar Tea, our half owner. Definitely want to welcome him to the show.
What's up, yo? What up, Mal? India,
what's
such
going
a literate ghetto ass up. What's your name? Illiterate, ghetto, what else?
Illiterate, ghetto, hood.
India, one of the most proper talking black chicks. I know.
Me too.
They just kind of, they trying to think of the worst things they can say.
Yeah,
you
the illiterate, they always attack your character,
ghetto,
right?
Black girl.
She's black. Because she's a black girl.
She's a black girl. You always tell when they're upset. Cause black. You know, they throw an extra BL on it. I'm be honest with you. Actually think you actually, if you ask me, she got off kind of easy. I'm looking at the Twitter, at what's going on in the Twitter feed and all the things she's saying. To me, she got off easy. Because once when you're dealing with the internet world, once Brad put that picture up, it's fair game.
Yeah.
You know me. I would have threw her shit right up immediately.
Right.
Because,
and she's not saying shit to Brad. She ain't saying one damn word to Brad.
Right. You know what I'm saying? She's not saying nothing to him. You know what I'm saying? But she's going to say something to India. And now she's so if she doesn't get what she wants, she's going to come out against the girl. Oh, India, that's it. You better take back everything, India.
What she mean come out against? I didn't know you was with us. What do you mean against us? Bitch, I thought you was against us. What do you mean? I'm confused.
I'm telling you, man, it's like I said, and y'all made a good point. She's doing basically the same thing. But now when it's being done to her, all of a sudden now she
want
to play victim. Yeah, now she want to play victim. Again, I'm much tougher than India. India taking it easy on her.
Yeah.
She asked me. She's taking it easy. Because you could have washed her. Like, you could, like when we talked about it off camera, like, we could have washed you up, Kelly, on some real shit. We could have washed you up. But we decided to let you rock, give you another opportunity, give you a chance, you know what I mean? And all of this about selling, but that's a bunch of garbage. And that's one thing India would not do. She has much more respect, even for a douchebag like Kelly. She has a lot more respect for the porn industry than to sell her information. She's trying to throw in that stuff that's, you know, trying to make people go, oh my gosh, she's trying to sell information. We got to get her out of here. You know, that's all that is.
Exactly.
Yeah, she's trying to say, yeah. So the NDA wasn't trying to sell the might have made. She wasn't trying to sell her picture. What the hell was the who? What's that picture worth?
I'm confused, because you know a lot of the outlets. Who would I sell the picture to? I'm confused. What who would want the picture? You know,
and Mike South, and so MikeSouth.com is upset. They're just upset because you pretty much exposed them. You know what I mean? So that's why they're mad. You know, when they're exposing or so-called exposing everybody in the industry, it's all fun and dandy.
Right.
It's all fun and games then. But as soon as we expose them, again, they want to play victim. Listen, I was just going to let y'all know, you're lucky I wasn't running the show. I got to, you know, I have to, I have to do what India said. But let's just be clear. If it was my show, y'all would be washed up at this very moment.
Oh,
so you better be
laughing.
Thanking India, ironically.
You're going to think that I'm bad for laughing. Let me stop laughing and having a personality. Let me stop laughing. Uh-oh. Let me stop laughing.
Oh, man. I mean, really, man, like the three of us have been doing this a long time.
A long time.
So,
a long time.
You know, there's some y'all don't want to play around this way. I'm just going to be honest with you. Y'all don't want to play around this way.
Don't.
Y'all better just use the platform for positivity and spread when you going to be busting it wide open in someone's town or something like that. Just be don't have no sugar fall in our lap and then get mad when we bring it to the mic. Because that's basically what's happening. You dropping the sugar in our lap. Pushing over the sugar dish. So we just going to let it lay there? No.
Yep, no. She wouldn't let it lay there. She wouldn't let it lay. Like, come on.
She wouldn't let it lay there? Exactly. Exactly. Oh, man. I'll tell you, India, you know, you better go back to class, to speech class or something.
Etiquette school.
You one illiterate-ass black girl.
Hooked on phonics.
Right. Oh, man.
Oh,
I'm just going to sit back and listen to y'all. Y'all are a great show as usual. And they're not going to come in. Don't come for India unless she send for you.
Don't come for me.
Unless she send you a singing telegram, because you know she can sing too. Unless she send you a singing telegram.
Stupid. I'm done with you.
If you need, I'll tell you, Andy, if you need me, I'm on deck. You know, that's what y'all better beware. Heaven Hollywood is on deck. Spill the sugar. In case you didn't know, on Instagram, Hot Sugar T.O., we on deck. What they call us? TMZ of porn? All right?
TMZ of porn.
Don't have us get our Harvey on. That's his name, right?
Yep.
Don't let us get our Harvey on. Now I'm gonna sit back. Like I said, whenever you need me, let me know. I'm on deck. Kelly, we're gonna wash you up. No, let me stop. Let me stop. Yo, Ralph, I'll holler at you, bro. All
right, man.
Right. Let's take a quick break right now. We're gonna play some Moneybag. We'll be right back. We're gonna take a quick break.
Moneybag.
Since I'm ghetto, let's play Moneybags. Cardi B. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All right, we'll be right back.
I want some scramps.
Scramps. Dollhouse Radio.
Money back, smoker, sorry. He said I'm toasty, dick. You look like a toasty, sis. He makes sure he put Cardi down on his grocery list. Now why this bitch tryna look on my snap? I take a man and I won't give him back. I just walk into the roof and attack. I hit this button, the roof will collapse. I've been broke my whole life. I have no clue what to do with these racks.
Let me stop saying that. I don't want to seem like I'm laughing or being like, you know, ghetto.
We're being ghetto?
Oh my God. Oh God. So funny. Welcome back, you guys. Dollhouse Radio, Hot Sugar Tea. I'm your host, Ndaya Morrell. I'm here with my other host, Ralph. Ralph?
Yes, yes, yes. I am here. I am here.
Yes, and if you're just tuning in, we've been talking about a lot of bullshit that's been going on. There's been a lot of just, like, you know, just a lot of drama from my last show on Friday. As you guys know, we're only here Fridays, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, but tonight we decided to have a special show. Anytime we got to address something, you know we have a special show. I was telling Ralph tonight, remember the special show? I think Heaven was on that call, too. When Mercedes called in and she was really upset at me, and then when she started speaking, it sounded like a man.
I remember that.
Like, God. We just fell out. It was just so funny. It made it even matter. But, that was just hilarious. But, we do have special occasion shows whenever we need to address. And I just kind of feel like, you know, like half the time on here, you know, we do a lot of stuff. We bring people on. They want to have a platform to say what they want to say. And it really, like, irritates me that then you have people who want to shut people down. They want to silence people and, you know, they shouldn't say this and say that. But I'm confused because it's the same people who preach choice and it's your choice and your choice and choice and choice. But how is it your choice if you don't let the person say what they want when they're speaking against maybe you? It should still be their choice, you know. And what Adria did when she came on the show, I don't feel she did anything wrong, okay? If that was her experience, how can you take that from her? If that's what she feels she experienced, the only thing the opposite side can do is come and save their name or you know what I'm saying, just like, you know, speak on their name. Like, look, this is what happened from my side of the story. That's all you can do. Just like the night we had Leia, what's her name? And we had the same night we had Rico Strong on when that was going on.
Yeah, we had Nikki Hart. And
yes,
that was
Nikki
Leah
Hart
Raven.
Was on. Leah Raven.
I know Bobby.
And Rico
Bobby
Strong.
Was on. Rico
and
Strong.
Bobby Dillon came on. And
right,
we
Bobby
had
Dillon
everybody. The whole everybody that was accusing somebody of something was on this show that night. And we gave all of them a platform. We didn't just say, "Hey, Nikki, come on the show." We invited everybody, no matter what we had thought whose side we were on. The thing is letting other people who might not agree with us, let me hear what the other side got to say. And that's why we get reblogged out there, like Kelly Roberts, like Mike South, because she writes for them. You have, like, a lot of one-sided type stuff. And when it's one-sided, you're kind of pushing your opinion on somebody. You don't give them the chance to make a decision of who they feel is right and who's wrong in the situation. And that's what Kelly did today. When she went and rushed that lame-ass write-up, she just basically wanted you guys to side with her and made up a lot of bullshit. And when you have receipts like a radio show, when people can go back and listen and hear what was said, how dare you make up lies? You made it seem like we laughed at a girl getting assaulted and raped, which being assaulted and raped or assaulted, period, hit or whatever is never funny. Okay? That's
mm-hmm.
not a funny matter at all. But you forgot to mention that who we were talking about was Bella Rose, who made a fool out of herself making fun of black people. So, yes, we were laughing at her. So I'm not taking it back. We were laughing at her. You're talking about Bella Rose, the racist? Come on, come on. You forgot to mention that in your blog. If you're going to post facts, post it all. Don't leave some of the tea out. You forgot some of the tea, Kelly.
Exactly.
How
you seem to have forgot a lot
out?
Of tea.
How you leave her out? She forgot that. Read how she worded it. She made it seem like as if she didn't know Bella Rose. Now, you know we can go on her page and go back months where she was promoting Bella Rose. We even got screenshots. So you know she knows her, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Correct. So why would you write it as if you didn't know the person? What did she say? Can you read it, Ralph? Well, how did she word it?
She wrote... I'm confused. What am I reading? What she actually wrote about Bella Rose or what she wrote about you?
What she said. No, what she wrote about Bella Rose, she said something. Somebody warned me about someone speaking on me, talking about me. And she said, but that wasn't what I was concerned about. She said what alarmed me was who I heard them talking about or something like that. Like us talking about some poor girl being assaulted.
Yeah, she says, I was in a text. She wrote this today. Says, I was in a text message this morning warning me about a member of the AIPAC, the group that claims to be a union for the adult industry, AIPAC, a union which claims it's their mission and sworn duty to protect those in the adult industry, an industry of which I have been a part of since 1996. That's 22 years as of this August. I wasn't sure why I would need to be warned about someone from the union, so I was sent an MP3. I, however, didn't get to what they were saying about me because I was so caught up in what they were saying about someone else. At the 38-minute mark, they laugh at and make fun of a girl who was assaulted on set by a male talent named Lucas Frost. India Morrell actually laughed at her for what happened. Dang, is this really what the union is about? This is the kind of protection they want to offer the adult industry. In their own words, we are organizing to give performers a voice and support from their industry peers and to create a better performer and a stronger industry. Right away, I contacted the president of the union and asked why she was allowing a member of her union to behave this way. I'm not suggesting every member of the adult industry has to like each other or even get along,
but there are limits, especially when it comes to those who so loudly proclaim their association with the union. Wouldn't you agree? This statement right here contradicts everything that Kelly is doing. You're contradicting every single thing that you just said. You're contradicting yourself. In essence, India was saying it was okay that Lucas Frost assaulted this girl and then went on Twitter to laugh about it and brag that he did it, but she, India, doesn't like the girl. Sorry, but that's just flat
the
out
girl.
Fucked up.
Why did she keep saying the girl?
The girl.
The girl, Bella?
That's just flat out fucked up. It's never funny when someone goes against a performer's prescribed limits and does it anyway, then goes on Twitter and brag about it. So here, I'm going to stop right here. This is my first question. She said,
limits.
It's never funny
limits.
When someone
okay.
goes against a performer's prescribed limits and does it anyway.
Okay.
So the question is, did Bella tell this guy not to come in
not
her face?
To come
because
in her
if
face.
She did, then I got at least five scenes where she was doing it already.
Yeah.
So what was
so
her
that
limit?
That can't be a limit if it's a limit, meaning you don't do it, correct? But if you got
right.
five other scenes that we know of, meaning there could be more, of people doing the same exact assault, supposedly assault, that would not stand in court, boo. Okay. Anyways, go ahead. Continue.
So then she says, what is the point of setting limits prior to the scene if they are ignored? I felt like if Alana Evans, the president of the union, didn't remove her from the guild and state why, I would be forced to tell the story myself on just how the union really is. A union should be about protecting those in the industry, not spend your days. It should be spending your days attacking them. Revealing real names, offering to sell photos to the highest bidder, etc., but more on that later. Alana Evans does not agree. She calls what I said extortion. So now it's extortion to reveal what members of the union actually said. Okay, then, and that's when I decided to tell the truth. When a performer does a scene, she is asked what her limits are. If those limits are ignored, that's a gross violation of her rights. Once again, so that's what you're saying. That's a gross violation of her rights. If that's the case, that's what Asia Ray was saying about what happened to her. That the girl was about to pass out and they still wanted her to do this damn scene. Is that not a violation of her rights?
Yes. That's a
so,
she's contradicting yourself. You're
contradicting
back,
herself again.
She's going to be backpedaling soon.
Right. So to have a member of the union openly laugh about this and praise the male performer who did this is just flat out fucked up. First and foremost, Kelly Roberts, we never praised him for what he did. We thought that it was kind of funny that he came in her eye. That we thought was funny.
Yeah.
But
we did.
But, and let me rephrase it now, but, however, if Bella Rose told this guy before the scene not to pop in her face, that was never known.
Right.
If that was told and he did it anyway, then that's the story. Then we would have went after the guy.
It says on the paperwork that she does not do pop shots in the face because there are other scenes where she got many pop shots in the face. So what was so different about this one versus that one? Now, if he intentionally did something because he wrote it on his Twitter, which we know he did, if that's what he intentionally did, which he said he did, right? Because he said he was upset of what she said about black people, okay? A lot of people, and this person was white. So that's a lot of people was upset at her for that because it was a stupid-ass comment. It was so stupid and racist. Come on. So I'm sorry that I thought that, yes, like, I'm sorry, you think I'm a cheer for the girl that's crying wolf now and that's basically called me ugly, okay? I'm a black person. I'm a dark-skinned black person. So I don't – come on, get out of here, Kelly. Get out of here with that. Mention the person you're talking about. Why did you leave Bella out? That shows you guys every clue that needs every – that shows you right there that she left her out on purpose because nobody would care if it was Bella Rose because of what she said. Her credibility is zero. I'm sorry. That's like us caring about somebody in the KKK that's still talking about black people. Are you serious? I supposed to care about somebody in the KKK that's still talking bad about black people? I don't like black people. Black, dark people are ugly. Blah, 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 blah. You think I would care about them? Really? We're not going to backpedal here, honey. Yes, we did. We did chuckle at that. We did. And it's not a thought because she had several shots in her face from other people. So now it's a thought. Now we get to pick and choose what's a thought. That's weird. Here we go with the Tasha Rain syndrome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's not talk about that because she gets to pick and choose who touches her top of her head to her ankle. Oh my gosh, it's a thought. Like, really? Like, come on. I know people and women who are really assaulted. When people, how can you cry wolf of something when people out here are really assaulted? Things are really happening to them. And since we're speaking about assault, Kelly, then you might not be that against writing up about stuff that's, let me just shut.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Tasha Rain on Friday because something came up about her today.
Yeah,
we're going
to
speak
on
that on
Friday.
That's Friday.
We'll talk about
today.
Tasha Rain on Friday. I'm not here to spill no tea. So, Tasha Rain on Friday, we'll talk more about her. But I want to see Kelly write. I want to see you write when shit comes, if your tea is spilling. I want to see if you're going to write about your tea. Because your tea is spilling right now. Your association tea is spilling right now. I want to see if you're going to write about that. Because that's weird. Because you, for years, you have been the person that has been bullying so many people. Keeping them in line, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? You ain't keeping us in line. You ain't keeping Dollhouse in line. You can't keep the union in line. Honey, what? Really? Bye. Girl, bye.
Exactly.
We just going to be arguing back and forth. I'm going to let you know right now, honey. We just going to be arguing back and forth. God.
Now, I've been looking now just so that us telling the listeners that this story is not simply about us. I'm looking down Kelly's timeline, and I've gotten as far as April 17th. Okay. Since April 17th to May 15th, which is to now,
mm-hmm.
today, Kelly Roberts has gotten into arguments where she has called
yep.
people bitches, told people to fuck themselves,
mm-hmm.
including Aja Ray, Bailey Page, Gia Page,
yep.
Gina Valentina, and Hadley Viscera. That's in less than a month. Five people in a month.
Are those ex-people of the agency? Are those all ex-girls of the agency?
No. One of the girls
oh,
is
okay.
a Spiegler girl. One of the
oh,
girls,
wow.
Gia Valentina, is a Spiegler girl. But this is just in the last month of women
this
in the industry
she right.
that she's supposed to be supporting,
right.
that she has attacked. In her case, I'm defending
right.
myself.
Right, right. You guys, you have to understand that you can tell a lot about the person when just look at their, just look at with the trails, look at all the crumbs she's leaving. Go on my Twitter timeline. I'm not arguing with nobody. Go back to April. I'm not arguing with nobody. She arguing with people every day. That's the difference. That come on, hello. Why you arguing, honey? I got other things to do. I'm busy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm confused. We ain't got time. We'll go back and forth when we got time. But ain't nobody trying to stay online with you all day and going back and forth. Honey, I'll send you my number. We can argue on the phone. But I'm not about to go on Twitter, go back and forth with you all day now. Do we have any other people that want to talk? Anybody want to talk right now? Ask any questions, raise your hand. If not, you don't have to. That's fine.
No, not tonight. We're not really trying
anybody
to take phone calls too much. As
okay.
of right now, people are listening, but people are not raising their hands.
Okay. Maybe they'll raise their hand when they hear me say that. Are you, if you guys want to ask any questions, you can. If not, you don't have to. I think it's just really hilarious. And once again, just saying, going back to the whole thing, someone came on here, a girl came on here to tell her story, and then I was attacked by it. The person, like, I'm confused. I'm like, wow. Why am I attacked? Like, you act like I said something about you. Like, it's weird. And then it's not even, we were mostly talking about somebody else. And you basically just inserted yourself into everything. Like, it's weird. We said a few things about her, but not a lot.
And truth of the matter is that we wouldn't have said anything about Bella Rose herself. We never would have said nothing about Bella Rose herself if she didn't say what she said. She was the one that started everything.
Never.
There's too many people in the porn world for us to sit back and target this one individual. There's a whole bunch of it. We only target people when they say things that potentially can
make the
industry look bad. Somebody sitting there saying, I do not find any dark-skinned men attractive. That's right there goes deeper than just black people. That's Spanish people, dark-skinned Italians.
Right. Indian.
Right.
Right. It's a lot.
Sitting there telling women in the business only do anal because they need to make rent quick or they're washed up and trying to stay relevant. That's a problem with a member saying something else about the members in it. And like I said in that episode, I'm sure Bella Rose expected fans to chime in. She didn't expect the women of the industry to chime in and say something to her on a public forum, which Twitter what is. Right? So, Kelly Roberts, how come you didn't come out then and speak up for Bella then? Because I'm looking back, and when all that shit was happening, you was mighty quiet. You was mighty quiet. You didn't just say, oh, wait a minute, she's just new, she doesn't understand. You didn't even try to make up an excuse. You did not say anything. You shut up. Except promoting, oh, check her out in her newest release. Oh, so-and-so is going on the road. Make sure that's what you did. You didn't say anything to stick up for this girl. Now, a year later, now you feel like, oh, because another LA Direct girl said something about LA Direct, now I got to stick up for LA Direct? You don't think those statements made Bella Rose, who was the contract star of LA Direct at the time, you don't think that made LA Direct look bad? Or is it that you just didn't give a damn? Because whether she said it or not, your money was still going to come in. So don't hand me this crap. How you coming in some holy doubt like you riding in on the white horse? I gotta save everybody. No, you're not. No, you're not.
Yeah.
So stop it.
Yeah.
Let me explain this to you, Kelly Roberts. Nobody is coming to your house to look for you. Nobody really wants to see what you. It ain't that serious. You know, you don't.
In your backyard,
you do not have the pot of gold. You do not have the secret of eternal youth. You don't have any of those things. And if you do, then that's something different. I don't know about it, but right now you don't. So somebody outing you as to where you live, that's a ludicrous thing for myself or India to even do. Because we're not going to be socialists unless to say you really did have a beef with someone and we released that kind of information if we knew it, and somebody rolled it to your house and shot you. We're not going to be responsible for that. So we're not even going to do it. We're not going to do that to anybody. No, because we do understand, given our past, India's past as a performer and my past as dealing with someone who was a performer, we understand this one word called stalkers. We understand that. So stop making yourself to seem like you're some kind of victim. You want to be mad that your picture got put out there? Pop that shit to Brad Armstrong. Pop, and I dare you to pop it. Now, we've been talking about you for the last hour and some change. I'm looking at the thing. I don't see your ass calling in to defend yourself. I don't see your ass calling in to even say, wait a minute, you guys got me misunderstood. I don't even see you calling in to curse us out. You ain't saying shit. But you certainly are listening.
Yep.
Because someone in the internet is telling you you should be listening.
Yep. Somebody said it. Right. Exactly. Oh, and then try to attack the character of the show. And I'm sorry, the success of the show, excuse me, where Dollhouse Radio has been around since 2009. I don't have to show you shit. I don't have to show you what we've done. Why would I have to show you that? That don't even make sense. To say that we only achieved 10 listens and are, like, really? Do you know how long we've been here? And how many people have been on the show?
this whole entire like network show with all the shows we have had here. Like you
mm-hmm.
you're just lost. You must not be up to date. But honey, you're late. I'm confused. So you can pull out your numbers on Alexa and all this stuff and compare, but your site still ain't shit. Before our husband came out in 2017, they wasn't even updating their site on the daily. Y'all was updating it every month or 2 weeks. You wasn't even doing nothing. So what are you talking about? You should be thanking us that we inspired your ass to do that shit every day. Because now your ass doing it every day. You're welcome.
That's right. We pushed you to get better.
Exactly.
Give us some credit.
Please.
As someone I heard one time said, put some respect on our name. Put some respect on our name.
Yes, my dear, that's right.
And but right now that's fitting.
Put some respect on our name. That's right. We've been here. And one thing I can say, no matter how like little you try to downplay it, people know who it is. And that's the difference. Because one thing about us, we ain't going to write no bullshit. We're not going to do no bullshit. We ain't coming with no fake stuff. It's always going to be official. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. And I'm not scared to say it. I'm not scared to put it out there. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But when I'm right, damn, I'm right. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you can say whatever you want. You can do whatever you want to try, girl. It don't matter. Because ain't nobody scared of your taxes over here. None of them. That shit work on some people. It don't work on everybody.
Don't work on me. You know, and I'm out and about. You can find me at an Exotica. You can find me at an EVN. You can find me at an X-Biz. You can walk right up to me. I got a big old name tag on my chest that says exactly who I am. If you don't know.
Yeah, ain't nobody hiding. You hiding.
Exactly.
You hiding behind trees and cars and shit. Nobody hiding. Like, who does that? Who trolls somebody and you claim to be in an industry so long? Show your face.
Exactly.
This should be no shame.
There should be no shame in you showing
your face. Show your face, because that's the respectful thing to do. Don't talk shit about people and don't show your face. If you're going to cuss all those people you did since April, you should at least respect those people to let them see your face. Like, come on. When you hide behind the computer, I say so much shit, I don't want to show my face. Well, then why you say it? Because people
exactly.
like that, they must go to bed with a lot of shit on their mind at night. They don't go to sleep easy like me. They go to sleep with a lot of shit on their mind because people don't fuck with you. People don't like you like that. I'm not bullying you. Right, I'm not bullying nobody. I don't like bullying. But I'm telling you one thing, I do stand for those people who don't have the balls to say what they want to say. I do stand for the girls. Stuff I'm saying right now to you and your associates. So I represent them. Now what? What's good?
You know, she got to be one of the people she a mob person, got to be ducking in multiple cars. You know, you got bodyguards at your front door.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Now you got the trained sharks in the moat. You know, you acting like you're the Donette of the porn industry, and you're not. You're not. you're not even the Donette of the blog world. You're not.
I can't.
You're really, and I hate to marginalize people, but I'm going to just say it the way it is. What you really are at this point in time right now is a piece of the porn industry. That's what you are. You are a piece of the porn industry, just like we are. We are a piece of the porn industry.
That's right.
Kelly Roberts, you are not the porn industry.
No.
You don't control. You are not.
And you don't definitely control what the hell I want to say. You don't get to dictate what I say. You don't get to tell me and write your little lame-ass blog and think that's going to change my fucking mind. Who the fuck you think you are? Who do you think you are? Sit down. And to question the union and to say, oh, you will let someone like this. Let me let you know something. Having people like this on the board that are not afraid of you dumbass people is good. Because it's finally people who speak out and who are not afraid.
Exactly.
So what are you talking about? You used to all this soft shit. You used to pee pee and oh my gosh, okay. Nah. You forgot who I am. You forgot who my family is. I don't come from no family of punks. I'm sorry. It ain't happening. So anyways, let me calm down because I'm being ghetto, right? I'm being ghetto. Oh, my gosh. Let me calm down. Let me come back to the valley. I'm being ghetto. So, you know, some bullshit. I'm going to be who I am. I don't care what anybody think. I don't care what you think about me. I'm going to be who I am. And that's all that it is. And if you're going to be mad because I'm me, then guess what? Bitch, be pressed. Because I'm still going to be me. I'm going to be ghetto. I'm going to be hood. I'm going to be valley. I'm going to be all that. And if you mad at that, be mad at that, boo. Because I don't care. That's what I'm going to be. She's mad. Give this bitch a chair.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, we've been now on the air coming on like 1 hour.
On the board like that. Why would you want someone on the board like that? Someone on the board. Someone on the board shouldn't be like that. Really?
We've been on the air 78 minutes. She hasn't called
really?
In yet. She hasn't called in to say something.
She don't call in. No, because she a Twitter gangster. She on the Twitter game banging. You on the Twitter game banging. Mm-mm. What we used to say back in the day, run up and shut up. I don't do all that. Like, that's why I got on the air, because you putting stuff in my mouth. You're putting words in my mouth. Oh, she also said that I threatened her. You said that I threatened you? I threaten you? I don't threaten people. I threaten you? What did I say? Did I threaten her?
I don't think you did.
What did I say? Did I say I was going to smack her in the face or something like that? You keep talking?
I don't think you did.
I didn't threaten your life,
though.
Don't say that. That's different. I didn't threaten you. That's stupid. It ain't that deep, Kelly. It's not that deep. Just like posting your picture, that ain't that deep for me. What are you talking about? You letting this entertainment shit get to your head. You letting all this drama get to your head. Like, it's not that deep.
Once again, Kelly Roberts,
you are part. Honey, you really ain't got this under control. She ain't got this under control. You a PR person, honey. You didn't let this spin out of control, honey. You should have had this under wraps long time ago, honey. You didn't let this spin out into something else. I told you. She said somebody sent her a text. Somebody warned her. I want to know who warned you. Who warned you? Warned you about me? Why would you get a warning about me? That's weird. I'm confused. Well, you didn't take the advice. That's
I'm highly confused.
I'm confused. Who warned you? Why would somebody warn you? Warn you for what? Warn you for what?
You only got to be warned if we said something, if we told a lie.
Right.
And I don't think we told any lies.
No. And we actually didn't tell shit. We just listened to somebody tell their piece. So I'm confused.
Unless she's saying that Adria lied, if that's what you're implicating, that she lied, then if that's the case, then you really need to call in.
Well,
646-595-4038. If you're saying that woman lied, then you need to come on here and defend your position.
Yeah. But we're going to need receipts
saying,
from her, because when somebody lies, I don't believe their ass. I'm going to need some receipts from her. Receipts. In 2018, let me give you a little slang, since you ain't up on the slang, since you still back in tapes. She back in the what do they call? What is the tapes called back in the days? The VHS.
She's
in the VHS.
She's in the Betamax.
So,
she's in the Betamax.
Yeah, you. Let me catch you up with the slang. What they say today? God.
It's called Blu-ray.
Right. Let me catch you up with the slang. God. Because you are so behind. She think we offended her. We're trying to help her with the words. She think we talking ghetto.
We're not trying to offend anybody.
When they don't
we only
going to
report.
Ghetto.
Right. We're not ghetto. We're far. I think I can speak for both of us. I mean, I know sometimes people think that I am, but I'm not. But we're both quite intelligent. We don't just
yes.
make things up.
No.
We do give people the opportunity to state their side of the story. We don't just take one side. We take both sides. That's who we are. And, Kelly, if you don't like it, once again, 646-595-4038. Call in and say, hey, I got something to say.
Oh, they made a whole hour and a half show about me. And it was a whole hour, blah, 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 just going on writing all about me. That shows you how much they really care. No, bitch, because you wrote your little whack-ass little write-up, so I'm responding. It's like a battle, honey. When you rap, you do a rap battle, you go, I go, you go, I go. That's what's happening right now, honey.
Mm-hmm.
That's another slang mm-hmm. term I'm breaking down. It's a rap battle. Honey, you didn't did it on paper, honey. I'm doing it in your face. You didn't come to the, you didn't come play. So you doing everything on paper. I'm in your face. Oh, my gosh, I can't. I can't. But somebody warned her, Ralph. Somebody warned her.
Warned her. Like the little Tweety bird. The little bird told you, oh, you got to watch out for India. Tweet, tweet.
You got to watch out for India. Tweet, tweet. Don't watch out for her. You know what I'm saying? Watch out. You know, watch out for her. Oh, God. You got to watch out for me. We good.
Long exactly.
We
real good.
You stand your side, I stand my side. We good. It ain't that deep for me. It ain't. She ain't did nothing that deep for me. But don't be writing. Keep writing your little lies. Don't be writing your little lies. See, that's one thing you ain't going to test my character. Don't test me. Don't test me on that because I'm not sitting here. I'm not going to write no bullshit. Write, if you're going to write, I don't mind the writing, but write facts. You better write the facts. Don't be making up shit. Like, oh, she laughed at this girl that she don't like. No, bitch. Say I laughed at Bella Rowe. Say the name. You left out the name on purpose, and that shows me who you are. Because a real chick, she would have been like, oh, yeah, you know, her and Bella don't like each other, so you know what I'm saying? They had their little thing, whatever, whatever. And, you know what I'm saying, I just feel like it's wrong still, even though they don't like each other. She shouldn't have did that, even though Bella was wrong. But I still feel, like, you get what I'm saying? That's real. But you kept her name out on purpose so that you could mm-hmm. just write your fake stories like you always do. Fake stories. It is.
Mm-hmm.
Blah,
fake news.
Blah, blah, blah.
Wait a minute, how do you say it?
Blah.
Fake news. Fake news. Fake news. They're all fake news.
It is. It's some bullshit. Like, she played. Like, you know what I'm saying? She burnt out. Like, you know how some people, they used to be on and they just fell off? Like, you fell off, girl. You just fell off. And you just getting upset because there's other people coming up. It's other vloggers that are coming up and they just kind of, like, take a position. And you know how some people feel a certain type of way. And they just get mad. Because she always gave us attitude. Let's be honest. She always gave attitude. I mean, I'm sorry. There can't be no other blog but yours. Like, really? I never even heard of her. So I'm like, I don't know you. I don't know her. You get what I'm saying? In Mariah Carey voice. I don't know her. It's like, so I don't have no reason not to like you. I don't know you. You've been in the industry all this time, and bitch, I never bumped heads with you. I never passed you by, bumped shoulders or something. We never done. I don't know you. Weird. That's
really
weird. We've been in business a long time. I don't know her. but she's just he this princess or somebody she thinks she is. Oh my god, I don't get caught up in that. I just feel like, you know what I'm saying? We're here to give people a platform to speak truth, okay? Or whatever they want to say. We're also here. We laugh. It's entertainment. It's a great radio show. We have been around, and that's it. And some people, they get upset when some shit come out that's true. And you can tell when shit is really true because they spaz out. Just watch a person. When stuff ain't really true, they'll be like, okay, all right. She hit me on Mother's Day. I'm thinking, okay, yesterday before Mother's Day, it was fine. Like, okay, we went back and forth for a minute. Okay. But then I wake up to tweets from her on Mother's Day. When I saw that, I said, wow, you really in your feelings. Because on Mother's Day, I thought of all days, she would at least be like, you know what, I'm not going to do this today. No. So that lets you know that somebody's bothered. You're bothered. Mm-hmm. And I'm bothered that you're writing fake stuff about me. That never happened. So all you guys got to do is go back and listen to the show. So go listen to the first show that we did on Friday, and you guys will get your facts. Don't listen to all that bullshit that she's writing, because you'll see that we're talking about Bella Rose. We mentioned her name numerous times, and when I do laugh, you see that I'm talking about Bella Rose. You guys, you see that. Then you could go back to the show that she actually came on, and we was being nice to her after she said she did not like black people. I mean, dark-skinned people, whatever she said, black people, whatever. So, yeah, dark-skinned people, whatever, that's still black people. I'm sorry, it's black people, light-skinned people, whatever. You still said you hated against a color. That is discrimination. It's racist. Bottom line.
So.
Yep, well, I'm done. I said all I wanted to say. I don't want to give this chick no more platform. Like, I feel like you're not calling in. You don't want to say nothing, so be quiet over there. And as soon as I get off, here she come with that big old mouth talking and want to bang online. Girl, bye. You had your chance, your microphone, honey, and you don't want to do it. So don't at me. Don't hit me. I don't want to see another story. Blah, blah, blah. Okay? Just leave it alone. Go on over there on your side. I'm over here. Just leave it alone.
Let it die.
Leave it alone, Becky Ann. Leave it alone.
But let's see what you think you're going to do tomorrow. Let's see what you think you're going to do tomorrow. Because I don't think you're going to do one damn thing. Except sit in your corner and cry. Sit in your corner
and
cry.
I can't. Anyways, we'll be back on Friday, you guys, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you guys check us out every Friday right here on Dollhouse Radio. Hot Sugar Tea, we love you guys. Follow us on Instagram. Make sure you guys follow the blog, hotsugartea.com. Since she was like, oh, you guys, Dollhouse Radio don't even have a .com. No, we have blogtalkradio.com/Dollhouse Radio. That's where we've been for years. We actually just parked the .com, right? We don't have a .com. So our .com is Hot Sugar Tea. I'm confused. Like, we're at Blog Talk Radio on our radio show, so this is our job. Anyways, I don't have to explain myself to that old stuck in the 80s chick. Girl, bye. Anyways, we'll see y'all next Friday. You guys, we'll love y'all. And Tasha Rain, stop lying out there. Stop lying in these streets. Okay, bye, y'all. Bye. Shout out to my
family.
I love you guys.
We're going to play something. We got to play some Going Out music.
Yes,
we got to play some Going Out music.
We're going to continue to fight for the rights of talent. We love you guys. We'll be back Friday. Bye.
Right. I'm playing this one. I can't think of no other track that's more appropriate right now. It starts off a little crazy, but just listen to it.
Stupid bitch.
No. This song.
Hey.
We just want to party. We just want to die.
flipping them. Look what I'm whipping them. This is America. Don't catch you slipping them. Don't catch you slipping them. Look what I'm whipping them. This is America. Don't catch you slipping up. Look how I'm living up. Police be tripping up. Yeah, this is America. Guns in my area. I got the strap. I gotta carry 'em. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go into this. Yeah, yeah, this is gorilla. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go get the bag. Yeah, yeah, or I'ma get the pad. Yeah, yeah, I'm so cold like, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm so dull like, yeah.
Woo.
We gon' blow like, yeah. Slipping up, look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping up. Don't catch you slipping up. Look what I'm whipping up. Look how I'm kicking up. I'm so pretty. I'm on Gucci. I'm so pretty.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm on Giddy. Just watch me move. This is belly. That's cool.
Yeah.
On my Kodak.
Black.
Know that.
Yeah, know that.
Ooh,
yeah,
ooh,
work it.
Ooh. 100 bands, 100 bands, 100 bands. Contraband. I got the plug on with Hawker.
Whoa,
they gonna find you like Baka.
America, I just checked my following. Listen, you motherfuckers owe me.
Just a big dog, yeah. My kennel came in a backyard.